This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. In rural New Mexico, getting medical care for complex conditions can mean driving hundreds of miles to specialists in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. As Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, a program at UNM is finding ways to deliver specialty care to patients without them having to leave their hometowns.
At a rural health center in Española, a doctor and a community health worker are huddled around a computer, taking notes. On the screen is an array of squares. In one square is a group of expert Albuquerque doctors specializing in addiction management, and in the others are rural medical teams from around the state.
In general, you want to start medications as soon as possible.
It looks like the intro sequence to the Brady Bunch, but the conversation is serious business. How to give top quality care to patients suffering from addiction in areas where there aren't any addiction specialists.
I see way more patients than I should be doing because it just feels overwhelming sometimes.
That's Dr. Leslie Hayes from El Centro Family Health Clinic. They serve Española and a handful of other small rural villages in the northern Rio Grande Valley. This town of 10,000 people has the highest rate of heroin overdose in the country, she says, and opiate and other addictions are some of the most serious public health threats here. But addiction is a complicated condition that requires specialized training to treat, and the trained experts are an hour and a half away in Albuquerque, much too far for a lower-income patient to drive for treatment.
We need a lot more specialists. Rheumatology, dermatology, psychiatry, all of those are very short up in this area.
Which begs the question, how do you get specialized health care to places like Española, where there's so much need but so little expert help?
We move knowledge instead of moving patients.
That's Dr. Sanjeev Arora, who directs Project Echo, the group running the video conference at the El Centro Clinic. A decade ago, he had an idea that's as simple as it is transformative. Get a group of specialists together at a room at UNM in Albuquerque and use video conferencing technology to mentor rural doctors on how to give specialized care to patients using real cases in real time.
Technology is the enabler. Normally, to do this kind of mentoring that we do, it would be so prohibitively expensive that it couldn't be done. But because technology reduces the cost of doing that 10 to 100 fold, it allows that to happen.
If the idea of a medical video conference sounds underwhelming, consider this. What the rural doctors and health workers on the call are actually doing isn't just asking for expert help on treating difficult conditions. They're working through complex patient cases together, using each other's knowledge and experience. That's called case-based learning, which is the foundation of medical education. The outcome, Dr. Arora says, is a growing cohort of rural doctors, nurses, and health workers teletrained to treat complex conditions. He says that's had quite an impact on the healthcare situation in rural New Mexico.
It's changed substantially for many, many specialties, mental health disorders, addiction disorders, hepatitis C treatment, and many, many other problems. There is much better access to treatment.
But there's still a lot of work to be done to fill the rural health gap, Arora says, both here and abroad.
This is a uniform problem from which 6 billion people suffer all over the world. The knowledge gets trapped in the heads of just a few experts in the world.
That gives the idea of telementoring rural doctors a lot of appeal in other countries, too. Dr. Nara Dashdorj is a physician from Mongolia who came to a recent ECHO training conference in Albuquerque. She's looking to set up an ECHO network back home because she says her country is a lot like New Mexico. Rural patients there have trouble accessing specialty care because most of the medical specialists are in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, or UB.
The specialists in the rural areas are not well trained. So they are basically only in one place, in Ulaanbaatar, the capital city, and then everyone in the rural area have to come to UB to get care, and that's very costly.
Dr. Arora and Project Echo say their hope is to use the telementoring model developed in New Mexico to transform rural healthcare globally. That's an ambitious goal, but he's off to a good start. Dozens of universities and hospitals in the U.S. and abroad have set up their own Echo networks, and recently, the American Academy of Pediatrics partnered with Echo to train health workers around the world in child medicine. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.